that. Wasn't that on the poster?
That's why I think Tim was right to say that the reorganisation, I think, was the biggest misjudgment that Cameron has made, because he broke the promise that
Tim
he
was
made.
Agreeing with you.
And the, yeah, he was. I think he's right to say that. And the problem we've got now is that this reorganisation has put the wrong values at the heart of the NHS. It's on a kind of path now towards fragmentation, privatisation, and as you're saying, those are the wrong values for the NHS.
Right, let's bring Anne back into the conversation. Anne, what do you think of what you've heard?
The thing is, I think there are services out there that people don't know about. I mean, the walk-in centre that I've used recently, when I used it previously, I've used it on several occasions, and it was excellent. There were nurses there, there were doctors there. The waiting room is more or less empty because nobody knows about it. That's my biggest problem, you know, issue. I said I work in the NHS, but I knew about it. But even today, I've asked friends at work, colleagues at work, and half of them didn't know anything about the walk-in centres. There are services already out there. They're just not being advertised. Nobody knows about them.
Is it the case
thank you for that.
Is it the case that those walk-in centres are mainly privately run? I know urgent care centres sometimes are. But...
Not some of them might be, but not mainly, no.
My thinking was that they would save money by patients, wouldn't they? Might not
this is one of
themselves.
The problems. GPs were never GPs were never fond of them. You know, they were always seen as kind of competition to GPs. That they would open later.
Isn't the secret
and one of the
here?
Problems is when you put GPs in charge of the budget, unsurprisingly, they didn't like them very much, so many of them have started to close. Right. You know, so this is why the reform that the coalition brought through was wrong.
I mean, surely the secret is for GP surgeries to open when people actually want to use them. I mean, not just sort of early in the morning and
completely.
In the afternoons. I mean, they've got to open at weekends. They've got to open later at night when normal people who work can actually visit them. I say that as a rhetorical question because we've got to go to the news and travel.